Rudra, the howling god of storms and destruction, and the primal avatar of Shiva. Amongst the Vedic stars, he dwells in the rain-soaked region symbolized by howling storms, Adra Nakshatra. Today we know this nakshatra as Betelgeuse, the bright star in the right shoulder of Orion. As with every nakshatra, if you understand the deity of that nakshatra, you understand the symbolism of the nakshatra. And if you understand the symbolism of the nakshatra, you can use it in interpretation. So let's try to understand the essence of Rudra, the god of Ardha Nakshatra. To understand Rudra, I'll read to you from my book, 27 Stars, 27 Gods, and explain it. Rudra is the god of storms. So first of all, what is a storm? A storm is a destructive force, but it's a destructive force which cleans the environment and refreshes it. Storm, lightning refreshes the ozone, rain cleans the air and washes away the filth on the ground. And so I say here in the book, Ardra is a storm that we must weather so that our nature can once again become pure and clean. The birth of Rudra, god of Ardra, is described in many places with some variation. For example, Bhagavat Purana, 3rd Canto, Chapter 12, Varaha Purana, 1st Canto, Chapter 7 and 8, the Devi Bhagavat 7, the Mahabharata Vana 12. Many places tell the same story with slight variation. So what I've done in this book is to compile them. So here's the compilation. After Brahma had created the major components of the universe, he needed to create living beings to populate it. First, he generated four wonderful beings and said to them, "Populate the universe." But they refused. They were completely uninterested in working within the material world because their ambitions were purely spiritual. Brahma became extremely angry that his first children would disobey him. Yet he also knew that their reason for rejecting his wish was valid. So he tried to control his anger, but it built up behind his eyebrows, which formed more and more drastically into a profound scowl, the power of his fury causing it to begin to glow. It became so intense that Brahma could no longer hold it back. But instead of expressing it upon his saintly sons, he cast the anger out from his forehead, and it became a dark, purplish child who wailed and howled furiously. "Who am I?" it demanded to know. "You are Rudra," declared Brahma. And what does Rudra mean? It means the wailer, the howler. The child was half male and half female. So Brahma said, I have an idea. So Brahma said, "Be split." And then Rudra and his wife Rudrani then took their separate forms. "Again split," declared Brahma. Then Rudra and Rudrani each split into 11 forms of themselves, and those are the 11 avatars of Shiva, and they reside in different places in the body. They have power in different places in the world, and it's very fascinating, and it's all described in Bhagavad Purana. So after these 11 beings came into existence, Brahma said, "Now go to your rightful places and create offspring." And that's when he told them where their rightful places were. So they did. They went to their spots and they made babies. Fierce, angry, howling creatures of fire, storm, and destruction created by the thousands. Seeing this, Brahma cried, "Dear children, please stop. This is important. Destruction must be balanced, measured, and contained. It cannot proliferate without limit. Instead of creating more inauspicious things, go now and meditate upon Godhead. This will calm you and make you auspicious. And this is an important thing. Rudra is the god of destruction and storms. So his nakshatra, Ardra, is going to be destructive and stormy. But here Brahma is giving him this advice that destruction has to be done at the right time in the right place. So it has to be controlled and then set free when it's appropriate. So that's a key for our success with the nakshatra of Ardra, is to learn control of anger, or to learn control of the destructive tendency. Not doesn't mean to squash the destructive tendency or to deny anger, but it means to learn the appropriate application. The 11 Rudra and Rudrani consolidated themselves into a single male and female and followed Brahma's order. By so doing, Rudra and Rudrani became auspicious and so received the names Shiva, he who is auspicious, and Parvati, she who has risen higher. Rudra was born when Brahma's creative ambitions were frustrated. Remember? Ardra is the frustration of creativity. It represents all the things we must overcome before we can create and attain our desired objectives. So Ardra is a nakshatra symbolizing frustration of creativity. And so there's anger in nakshatra. There's frustration in nakshatra, and then there's destruction. Rudra brings destruction, which can easily become overwhelming, but which also serves a purpose. Ardra empowers humanity to destroy, forget, and let go of inauspicious things. That's shown by how Rudra became known as Shiva. He gave up his anger and he was able to calm himself down and contemplate God. So Ardra symbolizes the destruction of inauspiciousness. It should be tried. We should try to utilize Ardra in this way, to destroy appropriately, to have anger appropriately, to destroy bad things. At the back of the book, I summarize the interpretive significance of the nakshatra. So here's a paragraph about Ardra. Ardra is the storm that we must weather so that our nature can once again become pure and clean. It represents all the things we must overcome before we can prosper. It allows us to destroy inauspicious things and forget what should be forgotten. Given spiritual direction, Ardra empowers us to destroy the false ego and enter the blessed realms. Spiritual personalities who are born with their moon in Ardra include Shankaracharya and Ramanujacharya. So there's great spiritual potential in Ardra because it allows us to destroy the most inauspicious thing, which is our own selfish ego. There's another part in the book which is very interesting too. I just want to summarize for you. Going from Rohini to Mrigashirsha to Ardra, there's an interesting sequence of things that happened. The Skanda Purana explains what happened here. It explains that Shiva and Brahma once got into an argument, which is very dangerous to do with Lord Shiva. Very rarely does he move himself to anger anymore. But this may have been before he was calm and when he was Rudra. So, in any case, they got into an argument. And so what happened is Brahma originally had 5 heads. One for each of the 4 directions and one for the direction up. But Rudra became angry with him and cut one of them off. He cut off the one that was facing up, and then he threw it into space. Then he said to himself, "Why should I throw this? I should keep it as a trophy. I should keep it as my begging skull." So he went off to look for it, and that's why the next nakshatra next to Brahma's Rohini is called Mriga Shirsha. Mriga means looking, searching, and Shirsha means head, searching for a head. So that's the area of space where Shiva was searching for Brahma's head. But he found the head, and he said, okay, this will be my place, the place where he found the head. He decided to make that his own. And so that place is his nakshatra, and it's called Ardra, the place which has attracted Rudra. Sometimes it's spelled Ardra, but sometimes it's spelled Ardra. So we have this sequence from Rohini to Mrigashirsha to Ardra, which is very fascinating. Now, I'd also like to describe how Rudra is related to Shiva. Rudra is the avatar of Shiva, or he's the way that Shiva comes into this world. There's Purusha and Prakriti. Purusha is the original being as a male, and Prakriti is the original being as a female. Sometimes they're called Shakti as the female and Shaktiman. The Purusha is said to wake up the Prakriti. They make love, and then the world is born. We hear that actually this Prakriti is apashraya, or a little bit distant from the Purusha. This Prakriti is not the Prakriti which is directly around Purusha, directly involved with Purusha. So when they make love, the Purusha doesn't have a direct contact, but it's done by his Hashem, or his glance. But angani yasya sakalendriya brittimanti, that for the Purusha, purnam adat purnamidam purnam, for the Purusha, every part of the Purusha is the same as any other part. For the supreme spiritual entity who's beyond this limited, silly material facsimile, any part of the body is just as good as any other part. So the entire Purusha is within the Purusha's glance. Anyway, the Purusha glances at Prakriti from a distance, slight distance. And it's said that when that glance actually touches Prakriti, then that Purusha, who is known as Vishnu, is now known as Shiva. Kshiram yata dahi. Just like if you take milk and put it into contact with some special kind of bacteria, it becomes yogurt. Or just like if you take milk and you contact it with lemon, then it becomes curd. So in the same way, when the Vishnu Purusha, the original Purusha, looks at Prakriti or Maya, then that glance is Shiva. It is Vishnu's glance touching Prakriti, touching the energy which will give birth to this world. That's Shiva. Rudra is the way that this Shiva comes into the world.